presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Little Turner.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and I'm sad to have to announce that this week marks the end of another hugely successful series. Aww. Yeah, I'm going to miss That's Life too. Now that the series is all but over, the teams are free to take up a generous offer of television work they received last week. And a big thank you to the staff and management at Radio Rentals for that. And here they are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And please welcome again the lady who puts the team's points up. The delightful Samantha. Incidentally, Samantha tells me she's been away making a road safety film for the Department of Transport. Apparently, she's had some interesting experiences with sleeping policemen. Not to mention humps in residential side streets. We'll start off with a round called Historical Postcards. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some postcard messages likely to have been sent by famous historical figures from certain holiday destinations. Willie, you're going to start. Captain Cook from Botany Bay.
Ah. Dear whatever, have introduced cricket to the Aborigines. Close the play score on first day. England all out 48. Aborigines 473 for two. Have you thought of turning Yorkshire into a penal settlement?
Barry, Geoffrey Chaucer from Canterbury.
Glenn the Miller's gone missing.
Tim, Jonah from the Old Testament.
Having a time of a whale. Wish you were here.
Okay, Graham, with all to play for. Noah from Mount Ararat.
Typical. Miles and miles of clear water and we hit a mountain. I'm sending this gopher wood back to MFI.
Right, we'll open that one up. Any other suggestions?
A postcard from Sir Edmund Hillary. The last time I holiday was Sherpa Tenzing. He thinks I'm married to Bill Clinton and keeps shouting, Hillary, Hillary. Have you ever been goosed by a Sherpa at 28,000 feet? The views are very nice. Love, Hillary.
Joan of Arc from Rouen. Phew, what a scorcher.
Michelangelo from the Sistine Chapel. Working flat out. Pope now wants something more like the opening titles on the South Bank show. Am in agony, but the ecstasy keeps me going.
No more?
Henry V, once more onto the beach. Dear friends, wish you were here. No, there are no more.
Okay, it's time now for a round of pick-up song. As is customary in this round, DJ Samantha will spin some discs on my gramophone and then attempt to pump up the jam. It's an example of youth speak, which I understand to mean a hypnotic blend of high-intensity dance rhythms and breakfast conserve. While the records are playing, the teams sing along. At a completely random point, the music will drop out. And if on its return, teams, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. This week's prize is just the thing for the style-conscious chimney sweep. It's the very latest Savile Row suit. Graham, will you please accompany George Formby singing When I'm Cleaning Windows?
Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have this job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. The chambermaid's behind the door. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on me work at all when I'm cleaning windows.
In my research for this program, I actually measured a gnat's crotchet, and you were just outside it. Jolly good effort. Tim, will you join James Brown now singing Get On Up, I Feel Like a Sex Machine?
One, two, three, four.
Get up. Get on up. Little scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, you'll miss the bus, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm, and you use your phone, stay on the scene like a sex machine.
That was very, very close.
I didn't think so. I think it came back on the next track. Your turn, Willie. Will you please accompany Fred Astaire singing Putting on the Ritz?
Oh, very good, Willie.
You don't know where to go to, why don't you go on a flitz? Putting on a Ritz. Spend crowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all this fits. Putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits. Put it on.
Right, finally, Barry, a quiet one for you. Will you join Jerry Lee Lewis singing Great Balls of Fire?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed in love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and you moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby.
What a
scorcher. I wanna love you like a lover should. You're fine. So kind. I want to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumbs. Jesus, I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. You drive me crazy. Goodness gracious.
Mr.
Our next round is called Party Bores, and in this round, teams, I'd like you please to take it in turns to be boring. to distinguish it from other rounds, I'd like you to imagine that you're at a party. At this party, I'd like you to take it in turns to be extremely dull guests. The opposing team should attempt to question this boring couple about their jobs and try to make them say something interesting. Points will be deducted for being interesting or appearing to enjoy yourself. Barry and Graham, you're our first party boys, and you're an Olympic bobsleigh team.
Hello, everybody.
Do you go at very fast speed?
Well, all of us.
Yes, all of you.
Well, no, we sit still most of the time.
Are you a two-bob team? Or
we're
four-bob
team. Four. In old money, three, I'm talking, two. Obviously.
Cheap at the price.
But you're not all called Bob.
No, funnily enough. The bobsleigh was named after Bob Slay. An accountant who lived in Truro.
He invented skis.
Oh, that's very interesting.
It lost a little in the
Did he invent anything else?
Yes, ski yogurt he invented.
Well, that is astoundingly
absolutely wonderful.
He must have made a fortune out of that, did he?
No, died in poverty, as I understand, because he had a bad accountant. Should have done a do-it-yourself, as it turned out, but that's the way fate goes, that fickle jade.
Why did you take this up, bobsleigh?
Because it's there, I suppose.
Yeah.
Momentarily it was there, but then it sort of slid off.
We thought it was a bus shelter initially.
Yes,
it was sitting there, and it suddenly this was moving, and I thought, my word, that half of Strongbow certainly packs a punch. And there we were.
Oh, you drink pretty heavily, then?
Not really. I don't drink heavily. I drink quite lightly. Light is my preference.
Oh, sorry, you're speaking as a bobsleigh person rather than Barry Crouch.
Yes. I do carry it to work, yes.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Oh, that was...
Right, Tim and Willie, it's your turn to be the balls and your human cannonballs. Barry and Graham, start questioning.
Incredibly frightening job to have, isn't it?
Terrifying.
Being shot out of a cannon, that's terrifying.
No, you only do it once. Yes. There's a net waiting for you.
Have you met?
Have you met a net?
What sort of speed do you get up to?
Oh, we don't.
Oh, three or four miles a day.
Yes.
Sort of thing. Sorry, I'm not using the voice. I haven't got the anorak on. No. Oh, all right, now I've got the anorak on. Yes, now it's very
lovely
boring.
You look in it too, eh? Anorexia.
I suffer from anarachnophobia, actually, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Yes.
Well, how long have you suffered from this, then?
Extremely interesting.
You have special safety procedures.
Runs in the family. John Major Ball.
That was Johnny Ball.
Cannonball. John was so bored he went off into politics.
Now, as the entire nation sinks into a stupor, coming through my copy of The Guardian, I happened upon a section entitled Notes and Queries. This lively question and answer forum struck me as being easily read, easily understood, and easily stolen for this show. So, teams, pooling your considerable knowledge, I'd like you please to provide answers to these genuine queries. Graham, we'll start with you. What would your answer be to this interesting query? My friends are always asking me why I'm nicknamed Nobby Clark. Can anybody help?
Well, Nobby, the answer's obvious. And thank you for the photograph.
Tim, here's one for you. Why do flamingos stand on one leg?
Because they have very small bladders.
Willie, why does Mickey Mouse wear gloves?
So that there are no fingerprints on the murder weapon. He is the O.J. Simpson of Disney World. I mean, can anybody honestly say they've seen Minnie recently? Or indeed her lascivious lover, Goofy, who ran through the entire duck family. Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Lady Bienvenida Duck.
And what started as a fast-moving round continues...
There's always room to stop and chat.
Question for Barry. Do ants sleep?
If uncles let them.
Tim, how do you stop your neighbour's cat scratching up your garden?
Move.
Willie, why... Keep this short, please. Why does one never see baby pigeons?
One never looks.
Barry, was King Charles I really the shortest British monarch at 4'7"?
No. All British monarchs were 4'7" at one point.
Okay, a couple more for anyone to answer. What is the origin of the man on the Clapham omnibus?
He got on at tooting.
Can anyone provide the words of the rhyme which enables one to remember the English kings and queens?
I think I remember this one. Lots of Richards, lots of Henrys, George's two throughout the centuries. Victoria was quite good, it's reckoned, and now we've got Elizabeth II. Saw me through the national curriculum, then.
Now it's time to play the game Mornington Crescent. Yeah! This week we've something of a broadcasting first as the manufacturers of the recently launched virtual reality version of the game have specially asked us to try it out on this programme. In the boxes in front of you, teams, you'll find the very latest in Game Boy technology. Designed in Japan, manufactured in Singapore, and constructed in Taiwan. But you'll notice that the box says it was made in Britain. Well, it was. Box was made. In this version, you should each move in turn as usual, the difference being that thanks to the computer-assisted movement to sightline, servo-animated, full-color visual aid headsets, everything will magically appear exactly as in real life. To make things simple, teams, for this experimental games, all bus lanes and tube lines are permissible. But there's no stopping at mainline stations when approached from the south. Right, if you'd be good enough to put your helmets on, Samantha will turn them on for you. Right, Tim, will you start virtual reality Mornington Crescent now, please? I said, Tim... Will you start virtual reality Mornington Crescent now, please?
He's got his helmet on back to front. One moment, I will turn it round for him.
Oh, my God! Oh! Am I to start?
Tim, will you start virtual reality Mornington Crescent now, please?
Oh, it looks like Angel Place.
I'm in the virtual reality pub at the moment. Ah, oh, just the one. Very kind of you. Oh, 2 hours then. Oh, Evershot Street. Why am I saying that? Where am I?
You're in the pub and you're pissed.
Only virtually.
Willie, keep it moving.
Round pond.
Graham.
Now I see where we are, yes.
Piccadilly.
Oh. Christmas.
Well, you can see the lights.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Farm Avenue.
Oh. Anne's Place. Oh. Oh,
I don't like
the Kremlin.
Oh, I've never crossed line. Hey, Mount Fujiyama.
Not just now, if you don't mind.
Edgware Road.
Ah, Brent Cross.
No, Regent Street.
Your glasses, please. Paddington Street.
What's that? Oh, it's quite nice in here, isn't it? Cheaper than drugs.
I can see the same thing.
Yes. Very pretty, isn't it?
Yeah. Gosh, who's that?
Linda Jackson.
Yeah. As she used to be.
Before she became an MP and put her clothes back on.
Oh, those are clothes.
Oh, Oxfam Fatale. Morning, good crescent.
Yes, you're right. Yes, happy.
Suddenly came into my rear-view mirror.
It's very good, but it's nothing like the real thing.
As I forgot to put my helmet on, I haven't the faintest idea what happened. Our next round of limericks really put the Irish town of five-line nonsense poem on the map. I shall furnish you each with a vibrant first line, which I'd like you to continue in turn, taking one line each. Graham, while tuned in to BBC One...
I was lying in bed with a nun.
I decided to stop.
When a flashbulb went pop.
I'm now on page 3 of the plan.
Tim, here's your first line. When turning on BBC Two...
When turning on BBC Two, I thought, they need something brand new.
Something witty and funny.
That doesn't cost money.
Why not? Sorry, I haven't a clue.
Barry, here's your line. If you regularly watch ITV...
If you regularly watch ITV, which I gather is on Channel 3...
They have jolly good breaks.
With commercials for cakes.
It's the programmes that mystify me.
And finally, Willie, if you happen to watch Channel 4...
Then you must be a bit of a bore.
Oh, no.
You can see Richard Whiteley.
Not once, but twice neither.
I don't think I can take any more.
Right, our next round is a musical extravaganza combining the sublime ululation of the Swanee whistle with the ethereal rasp of the kazoo. Teams, I'd like you each to perform a duet on these two fine instruments while Colin Sell provides accompaniment on the piano. If only to stop him pestering me, I must tell you that Colin Sell is keen to draw your attention to a new musical instrument he's recently patented. In homage to his great mentor, Rolf Harris, Colin has produced the cellophone, which allows the musically ungifted a chance to recreate for themselves his unique sound. This is the second model he's produced. Apparently the first one wasn't a commercial success as the batteries ran out after a couple of hours. You'll be pleased to know that the batteries in this one expire after just 10 minutes. Right, Barry and Graham, your song is The Rain in Spain, and it's to feature Barry Cryer on kazoo and Graham Garden on Swanee Whistle.
Thank you.
Okay, Tim and Willie, your song is The Happy Wanderer. And Willie Rushton, you'll be on kazoo, and Tim Brooke Taylor on Swanee Whistle. The better of the two.
Thank you.
Who's that?
I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, you're dreadful. Well, I mean, you don't have to put up with it week after week. Anyway, as old Father Time begins to mutter something about missing the rush hour of eternity, we'll just try to squeeze in a round of. We'll try and squeeze in a round of Fruiterer's Film Club. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of fruit sellers.
Desperately Seeking Satsuma.
Last Mango in Paris.
Back to the Fruiterer.
Conan the Rhubarbarian. Brewster's Melons. And the Damson Busters.
The Great Train Raspberry.
Quince and the Pawpaw.
Naked Gun, 32 and a half for pound of apples.
Come, what's up, Doc? Jack Lemon in Nirmala Juice.
Oh, and Wall Tomato.
Krakatoa, east of Guava.
The Third Mango with Harry Lyme.
Tom Hanks in Fig.
It's Only a Papaya Moon.
Some Like It Apricot.
Plums Along the Mohawk.
Nutmeg on Elm Street.
You're good on fruit, Willie, aren't you, sir?
Not the first time you've said that. The Battleship Pomegranate.
Well, with Mickey Mouse's big hand pointing upwards and Goofy's tail pointing downwards, I realise my Rolex is a fake. And that it's the end of the programme, and indeed the series. Aww. We'll be back again in the autumn, so until then, from the team, Samantha and myself, goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.